With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It is Vossie and the missile, James Magnusson, fighting fit. Well, no, he's what do you reckon? Batting at about 85%? You got a bit of the monkey pox there?
A bit of pox. Getting the voice box, actually.
Anthony Albanese has tested positive to COVID. Our Prime Minister has got COVID for, I don't know, what's the most number of times people got COVID? Are people keeping stats? Have you got it for the seventh time? Eighth time? I don't know. Anyway, Albo's gone down. Albo's out. Albo, who's the deputy prime minister these days? I can't remember. Who's in charge? Albo
Penny
operates from home. He's working offline, and then deputy prime minister. No one's coming forward out of our production team. Oh, Richard Miles, of course. Oh, Richard. Oh, Dicky boy. He stepped up to the plate. Dicky Miles will be running the country. If anything, hands-on's required, he's there. And I have no idea about the isolation rules now. I don't think anyone does. It's day four of Joel and Fletcher's 9 days of Dogmas. James, do you want to
share with
us a little information?
It is, Vossie. Day four. We all love being with our family for Christmas, and like us, dogs want to be with their family too. So together with greyhounds as pets, we here at SEN are making it our mission to find a home for these dogs just in time for Christmas. Our dog of the day today, Vossie, is Bambi. She is very affectionate and loves people. If you love the sound of Bambi, all you need to do is head to gapnewsouthwales.com.au. That's gapnsw.com.au. It almost sounds like a blind date, doesn't it? Bambi. What? Very affectionate, Bambi, loves people. I think that's what was on my Tinder profile.
Ooh. Can't really want to go there. Michelle Bishop with a sports update. It's great to have Michelle on board with a little bit of positive news for the Tigers, Michelle.
Oh, finally. But can I just say, growing up, that was my very first dog named Bambi, and it was a little white whippet. So there you go. That's putting a whole new spin on your Tinder thoughts. Guys, some great news for the West Tigers. Despite having a contract locked and loaded with the West Tigers, we were all pretty hesitant, not completely sold on Isaiah Papali'i turning up for preseason at Concord. I can report today that he did, and is every bit responsible, though, for all of us being concerned. You know, his lack of commitment. It was really bizarre. You know, reporters would ask him all about it at the back end of this season, and he was sort of really non-committal. So he kind of bought all of that on himself. But we can put it all to bed now. West Tigers fans are at ease. He found himself yesterday in a few in-depth conversations with Benji Marshall and Robbie Farah. Of course, Marshall, from all reports, was the one who had the biggest influence on him, I guess, not doing the bat flip and honouring his contract. He was all decked out in Tigers gear, so, you know, orange and black is his new colour. He won't start training with the rest of the squad until January 4, when it all ramps up. He, of course, was a part of that World Cup side with Madge, with the Kiwi, so he's got a bit of a time to relax. And we've already seen Api Korosau do his walk through the Centre of Excellence, another new addition. Look, we're really hoping and praying for all West Tigers fans that this is the start of a huge transformation, and we can be talking about them with positives on a daily basis.
It's got to be. It's got to be, Michelle. Now, Blake Ferguson has returned home. Is he back in time for cruiser season?
Well, guys, we all know that lately he's been known as, I guess, the Lee Leopard star. So, you know, he was very, very popular over there. He'd struck up a great relationship with the owner, Derek Beaumont. And in actual fact, I can personally can confirm that. Like, we talked about him and how much of a wonderful player and his addition to that squad had been. So this has all come at a bit of a shock. So he's due to return home from Australia. He's been granted permission to leave on compassionate grounds. And often that can be a bit of a curveball, guys. And, you know, people sort of say it just to get out of a deal. But I do understand that Fergs has some family issues back here that he needs to deal with. He's got three children. Two of them are from a previous relationship, and juggling all of that is not something that you like to do on the other side of the world. So he is coming back home. He doesn't have a club to go to at the moment. I'm laughing at all the clubs he's been linked to. There's seven NRL clubs, in fact, and a couple of them are Manly, the Dolphins and Penrith. So make of that what you will. But it is rugby league. Anything's possible. And look, look, guys, you know, you can chime in here, Vossi. I'm sure you'll have your opinion. It's no secret. Very talented player. It's just such a shame that, you know, that off-field stuff gets in the way. He was like a fine wine back in 2021 at Parramatta. He just was getting better with age.
And Origin. Origin, not just at club level. He was part of that last try that James Tedesco wins, scores to win the series down the right-hand side. Yeah, but very interesting character, Blake Ferguson. And the talk with him, he's actually good fun. And, I'm actually disappointed for England that he's not over there for Lee now they've been promoted to the Super League, because I think a taste of Blake Ferguson in the Super League, he would be absolute special. Entertainer. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. And guys, just quickly on the Knights, sorry, Vossi, to cut you off there, but running out of time. The Knights have confirmed what I told you guys back in September, the signing of Kai Pearce. Paul, he's 21. Look out for this guy. He's been a real standout. Super League-wise, he's played 38 games in the back row for Wigan. He is a product of the London Broncos. He did go on, obviously, to represent England in the World Cup. He actually scored on debut against Greece. He's a big bopper, 196 centimetres, 104 kilos. And also look out for, they've also secured Will Price. Funny, this. I was actually talking to his dad, the great Britain legend Leon Price, at Ellen Road when Australia was playing. He was obviously very excited about his opportunities in Australia for his son. He's 20. He's played 28 Super League games. He's a fullback 5'8", which is great. It's going to be awesome depth there for the Newcastle Knights. They haven't arrived yet, but they will put in a full pre-season. And as I say, very smart play from Adam O'Brien, all the recruitment guys up there, because they need depth.
Pierce Paul looked good, and I actually got to work with Leon at Ellen Road that night when Australia played New Zealand. He was my co-commentator, so good man and very proud dad, and totally behind his son going to the other side of the world to further his talents. Michelle, we'll chat again at 7:45.
Talk then, guys.
And for our Queensland listeners, you can tune in and you'll get to have the Michelle Bishop Sports Updates in the second and third hours of the program. What's up Tom Petrovsky's nose? That segment hasn't taken off, but it may today. Coming up from ComSec in just a moment. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.